We want to thank you that we get to go to heaven.
所以主啊，我们感谢您，那我们准备要去天堂。
It's true. It's far beyond our comprehension.
所以这个也是真的，也是远远超过我们的理解。
Far beyond our imagination.
所以远远超过我们的想象力。
But the wonderful thing is, when we get there, we're going to be with Jesus.
奇妙的事情是，当我们去到那里的时候呢，我们要和主耶稣基督在一起。
And it's true, we'll see his lovely face.
所以这个也是个事实，我们要看到他美丽的脸庞。
Some bright golden, some bright cloudless morning.
所以在一些那个就是金色的早晨和无云的早晨。
Now help us as we study a little more, we ask in Jesus' name.
请你帮助我，当帮助我们，当我们开始学习更多一点的时候，就是我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So again, welcome to Linda and Michael on iPhone. And we're just going to turn in our Bibles now to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4.
这个再次欢迎呢，在那个中午上，领导王还有Michael，还有iPhone，我们在今天呢翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第四章。
And we're just going to consider the few last verses of this chapter.
我们要来学习一下在这一章里的最后的几节经文。You'll
remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ went up to heaven,
你们大家也都记得，当主耶稣基督呢，他升天以后，
the angels said to them, why are you looking into heaven?
那个天使对他们说呢，为什么你们要往天上看呢？
He said, this same Jesus whom you have seen go into heaven will come back in like manner. Jesus who went up is going to come back.
这样的一个同样的耶稣呢，他会在后，在将来在以同样的方式会再次来到这里。
And so the question is, how's that going to happen?
问题是那个怎么会发生呢？
And the answer in part, the first part, is here for us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
答案的部分，答案在我们的《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第四章里面。
And we're going to consider verse 16.
我们要来学习第16节。
And it says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
刚才他读的第16节和第17节，第16节说，因为主并亲自带着一个呼叫的声音，带着天使长的声音，并带着神的号从天降临。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样，我们就要和主永远同在。
Now in many places in the Bible, we're told about heaven.
其实在圣经里很多地方，我们被告诉了天堂。And
we're often told what it's going to be like when we get there.
所以我们通常也被告知，当我们去到那里的时候会是什么样子。But
we're not always told precisely how we're going to get there.
所以但是我们并没有被准确地告诉我们，我们是怎样去到那里的。If
you told me you were going to go to Mexico, I might say, how are you going to get there?
因为如果你告诉我你要去墨西哥，我就会问你说你怎么去那里呢？
You might say, well, I'm going to fly.
你会说呢，我会坐飞机。
Or you might say, I'm going to drive.
你也可能说呢，我会开车去。
You might even say, I'm going to take the bus.
你有可能说呢，就是说呢，我坐公交车去。
How are we going to get to heaven?
我们怎样去到天堂呢？
And so these verses tell us a little bit about how.
所以这些经文告诉我们一点点关于我们怎样去。
It says the Lord Jesus Christ himself, verse 16.
所以在第16节说呢，主耶稣基督他必亲自来。
Will descend from heaven.
所以从天而降。
So part of the answer is, how are you going to get to heaven? Part of the answer is, the Lord's going to take me.
现在就是说，你怎么去到天堂呢？部分的答案是呢，主会把我带去。
That's about all that matters, isn't it?
这是所有的重要的，是不是呢
？Are you going to get there? The Lord will take me.
所以你怎么去到那里呢？主会把我带到那里。
Okay, so he's going to I guess verse 37. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together in the clouds.To meet the Lord in the air.
第十七节告诉我们，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
So here's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in heaven.
所以这里是我们的主耶稣基督，他在天堂里。
And all the Christians are down here on the earth.
所有的基督徒们就在地球上这里。
And then he's going to come down, and the Christians are going to be.Called up to him. We're going to meet him in the middle of the air.
所以呢，主耶稣基督会从天堂降临，然后呢，我们所有人呢都会被提到空中去，我们在空中与他相遇。
And what comes next?
那下一步会是什么？
The end of verse 17.
第十七节的结尾说。
And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
我们就要和主永远同在。
Is that good news?
这是个好消息吗？
Many of you are happily married. What happened?
你们很多人呢都有幸福的婚姻，发生了什么呢？
Well, you got married.
你们结婚。
And then you got to spend all the rest of the time with your husband or your wife.
然后呢，你会就是说是和其他时间和你的丈夫或者是你妻子呢永远待在一起。
And so you say to the bride, you say, so what? What are you going to do 5 months after you marry?
对你对那个新娘说呢，就是说是那么说呢，在结婚五个月以后你会做什么
？And she says, I'm going to be with my husband.
她说呢，我会跟我丈夫在一起。
And you say, where's that going to be?
你说那里是哪里
？And she says, "What difference does that make?"
你说那个有什么区别吗
？I'm going to be with my husband.
我就跟我丈夫在一起。
And if I'm here or there or somewhere else, won't matter.
其实不管在这里还是那里，在其他地方，这个都不重要。
I'm going to be with my husband.
我就会和我丈夫在一起。
That's what marriage is supposed to be. That's what it's all about.
这就是婚姻应该有的样子，这也是婚姻的全部。
So what are you going to do 5 months after you go to heaven?
所以呢，你再去到天堂以后，五个月以后，你准备做些什么呢
？Raise your hand if you worry about that.
所以呢，如果你担心这个事情，你举手。
You say no. What difference is it going to make?
你说呢？我那个有什么区别吗
？I'm going to go to heaven.
我就要去天堂。
I'm going to be with Jesus.
我会和主耶稣基督在一起。
Doesn't make any difference what we're going to do.
就是我们做什么那个没有什么区别。
Doesn't matter where we're going to be.
我们在哪里也没什么区别。
I'm going to be with Jesus.
我只是和主耶稣在一起。
How's it going to happen?
那么这么怎样发生呢
？Back to verse 16.
看看第十六节。
The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout.
所以，因为主并亲自带着一个呼叫的声音从天而降。
I've often wondered what that shout is going to be.
我通常呢就是奇怪这个呼叫是什么。
It's going to have to be pretty loud.
这个呢可能呢非常的响。
Because it's going to have to go all around the world.
因为这个声音呢必须整个世界都听得到。
Some from every country, every tribe, every language, every nation will all be going up together.
现在每一个国家、每一个部落、每一个语言、每一种地方都会听到这个声音。
What kind of a shout is it going to be?
这样的呼叫会是什么样子的呢
？And this is not scripture. This is Harold's imagination.
这个并不是圣经所说的，是 Harold 想象出来的。
But I think I'm going to hear something like this.
所以我认为呢，我会听到这样一个声音。
And it'll go, Harold.
他说 Harold。
Okay. Well, I'm going to go up.
然后我就上去了。
And I think every one of us, this is just my thinking, I think every one of us are going to hear, we're all going to hear the shout. Precisely what it's going to be, I don't know.
所以呢，这是我想象出来的。我认为每个人呢都会听到一个呼叫，但是呢，这个呼叫是什么样子的，我不知道。Sometimes,
sometimes I dream, and I dream that my mother is calling me.
所以有时候我做梦，我做梦的时候，我妈妈在梦里叫我。And
I wake up and I say, what? Oh, and I remember my mother used to call me like that.
所以呢，然后我醒了，我说什么什么什么，然后我就记起来，我母亲以前也是那么叫我的。
Jesus is going to call, and every single one of his children who are alive are going to hear his voice. They're going to hear the shout. Up they go.
主耶稣基督他要呼叫我们，呼叫我们的每一个他的孩子，就是活着的时候的孩子呢，我们都会听到他的呼叫。然后我们说，我们准备好了，就走了。
And then the voice of the archangel.
然后天使长的声音。
I wonder what that means.
我不知道那是什么意思。
What's the archangel going to do? Why is he going to be there on that occasion?
那么天使长在那里干什么呢? 那么他在那里, 为什么他要在那个地方呢?
And I think the reason is this. I think that the devil is going to say, I don't want Harold to go to heaven.
我认为原因是呢, 魔鬼说呢, 我不想Harold去天堂。
And I think he's maybe already said to his angels, if that happens, don't let Harold go. Don't let the Christians go.
我认为他已经对他的那些堕落的天使说了，就说呢，如果这个事情发生的时候呢，不要让Harold上去，也不要让其他的基督徒们上去。And
the archangel is more powerful than Satan. And more powerful than all the angels, and I can say this with all the confidence of Scripture, nothing is going to keep you and me from going up to heaven if we're one of God's children.
所以呢，就是天使长他比那个撒旦更有权能，比撒旦的堕落天使更有权能，因为呢，如果没有任何人可以阻止Harold去天堂。
That's very reassuring, isn't it?
这个是有双重保证的，是不是？
Sometimes you might say to yourself, I'm not sure whether I'm going to have enough strength to go.
所以呢，有时候呢，你会说呢，我不确定我要去不去得了天堂，因为我没有足够的力量去。
You might even be tempted to say, I did something bad way back then. I don't know if God will take me.
所以呢，有可能呢，就是这样去想。你说呢，在那个前段时间我干了一些坏事，所以呢，因为这个可能神不会带我去天堂。But
if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, nothing is going to keep you back when Jesus calls.
所以呢，如果你相信主耶稣基督为你的个人救主的话呢，就是当主耶稣基督呼叫你的时候，没有任何的东西可以阻止你。
And the other thing that's going to happen on that occasion is the trumpet of God.
在那种情况下，还有另外一件事情要发生呢，就是神的号。
Now, the trumpets in the Bible are very interesting.
所以呢，号在那个圣经里是非常有意思的。And
the Jewish people today believe in the very sacred trumpets of God.
所以呢，当今的犹太人，他们相信那个神的那个号的奥秘。And
so when I was in the Institute for Holy Land Studies in Jerusalem many years ago, I looked and I went in and I saw a beautiful silver trumpet.
然后呢，他当时呢，在那个以色列的时候，一个学院里的时候学习圣经的时候呢，他看到一个非常漂亮的一个银号。And
this is important to the Jews because the trumpets were used to call the people to attention or call them to war. The trumpet in the Old Testament was God's signal to the people.
所以这个里面的这些号呢，对犹太人来说是非常重要的。号通常呢，就是说是去呼叫犹太人，然后呢，就是说是呼叫他们去作战。通常呢，这个号呢，是神给他们发的信号。
So the Jewish people today, they've already got their trumpet ready to go when they get the temple back together.
所以呢，犹太人呢，他们今天的所有的都已经准备好了他们的那样的号角，当那个圣殿重建回来的时候，
So the trumpet is going to sound. What's it going to say?
所以那个号角会响，那么这么怎么说呢？
It's going to say, time to get moving. We're on. We're going.
这个号角的意思呢，就是说这是时间走了，我们要移动了，走了。
I've never been in the army.
我从来没有加入过陆军。
But I've been told that oftentimes in the army, when you have to get up in the morning, they blow the bugle.
但是我通常呢知道，就是说呢，在陆军里，你早上要起来的时候呢，他们通常会吹号鼓鼓。
And the bugle, da 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 da.
这个就会布拉布拉布拉哒哒。
Okay, and that says today, get up, Harold. It's time for training this morning.
现在这个就是告诉我 Harold 是时间起床了，今天要训练了。
And the trumpet's going to go.
然后呢，那个号角会走。
So there's the shout from the Lord.
所以呢，主的呼叫。
And there's the voice of the archangel saying to all the demons, "Let my people go."
所以呢，就是那个天使长的声音对所有的魔鬼说呢，让我的人民走。
And there's a trumpet.Which is the good news sound, and off we go up to heaven.
所以呢，就是一个号角吹响了，这是好消息。好消息说呢，你要走了，我们所有都去天堂。
And it's all going to happen very quickly.
所以这个都在一瞬间发生。
All right. It says the dead in Christ will rise first.
所以这里说呢，那个在主里死的人呢，会先复活。
So we're not going alone.
我们不是说是单独的走。
I've told you, I've been in this chapel for a long time.
我告诉你们大家过，就是说我在这个教会待了很久。
Most of the people that I knew at this chapel have already gone to heaven.
所以在我在这个教会里认识的很多人呢，已经去到天堂了。
Okay, what's going to happen on this particular day, the day of the rapture?
所以呢，在那一个特别的那一天，在教会被提的那一天，会发生什么呢
？The graves are going to be opened, and they're all going to go first, and we're going to follow them.
所以呢，那个坟墓都会打开，他们呢会先上去，然后我们跟着走。
The hymn writers often talk about the glorious meeting in the air.
所以呢，这个就是赞美诗的作者通常呢会写到，这是在那个荣耀的那个相会。
And Norman and I are not going alone.
所以 Norman 跟我不会单独的走。
Our mother and father are just buried over there. They're going too.
所以我们的父母呢，他们已经在埋在那里，他们也会去。
With a grandfather and a grandmother and lots of uncles and aunts buried over there, and they're all going to go too.
所以他们的那个祖父祖母还有祖祖父祖祖母，他们也会去。
Going to be an amazing family reunion.
所以这是一个非常的，就是说是奇妙的家庭的团聚。
But that's not very important. We're going to meet Jesus.
但那个不是非常重要的，重要是我们要相会主耶稣。
That's the important part.
这是重要的那一部分。
And so it says, verse 17 again, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the dead in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air.
这个第十七节告诉我们，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和那些死了的人一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
这样我们就要和主永远同在。
So we were with those we love on earth.
所以我们会和那些我们在地上爱的人在一起。
Sometimes we were with them for a few years.
有时候呢，我们和他们只待了几年。
Sometimes we were lucky enough to be with them for a lot longer than a few years.
有时候呢，我们呢足够的幸运，可以和他们待 更超过几年的更多的那样的时间。
How long are we going to be with Jesus?
我们要和主耶稣基督在一起待多久了？
Forever.
永远。
That's pretty good news.
这是一个非常好的消息。
Why do we call 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel? Why do we call it Gospel Chapel?
我们为什么称之为第十六街福音教堂呢？我们为什么要称之为福音？
The word gospel means good news.
所以这个福音这个词是好消息的意思。
This book is full of good news.
圣经呢充满了好消息。
Friend of mine went up to 100 Mile House several years ago.
所以呢我的一个朋友呢几年前他去到那个叫100英里的那个地方。
He was a medical doctor. He's just recently retired.
所以呢他也曾经是个医生最近呢退休了。
Not completely retired because I was sick when I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. And carry on.
他并没有说完全退休，但是呢，几个星期前我生病的时候，我还问过他意见。
He phoned me.
他给我打电话。
So we chatted for a while. I said, well, if you phone me, I'm going to ask you a question.
所以呢，我说呢，如果你给我打电话呢，我有几个问题要问你。
I said, I'm sick. What should I do?
我说我生病了，我应该怎么做？
And he told me, and I got cured.
所以他告诉我办法，然后我就痊愈了。
That's the kind of friends I like.
这就是我喜欢的那一类的朋友。
So when he went there, he said, we're going to start a little church.
所以呢，他去到那里的时候，他要在那里建立一个小教会。
He said, what should we call our church?
他说我们的小教会应该叫什么名字了？
His answer was, and it's still there today, it goes like this, we will call it the Good News Center.
所以呢，他那个教会的名字仍然在那里说好消息中心。
That's a good name for a church, isn't it? It's a good news center.
所以呢，这是对一个教会来说一个好的名字，是不是？是一个好消息中心。
What's the good news?
什么是好消息？
One day. One day soon. We get to go to meet Jesus in the air. That's good news.
有一天，这一天很快就会来到，我们会去到空中与主相会，这是好消息。
All right, well, that's our little message this morning.
这是我们今天要讲的一点信息。
And next week, we're going to sing those hymns again to learn them because they remind us of the wonderful day that's coming.
所以下个星期呢，我们要继续唱我们今天学的那首歌，是因为那首歌呢，让我们想起那些奇妙的日子将要来到。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're slightly overwhelmed to think that Jesus would want to come back to this world in order to take us to heaven.
所以主啊，我们有一点点被压倒性的震惊了，因为主耶稣的有一天呢，他要来到这个世界，把我们带走。
We just rejoice in all that, Lord.
所以主啊，我们在这里有极大的喜乐。
We pray that we'll be ready when he comes.
我们祷告，当他来的时候，我们都准备好了。
And Lord, we're just looking forward to the happy time with him when he arrives.
所以主啊，我们就是盼望着当他来的时候呢，我们和他在一起的那样的幸福的时刻。
And as well, Lord, we're happy for all the sweet reunions on streets of gold.
所以呢，主啊，我们也是，我们就是说呢，我们都会非常的幸福在那个金色的大道上。
Lord, may each of us say, I want the Lord Jesus to be my Savior too.
所以主啊，愿每一个人都说呢，我也想要主耶稣基督做我的救主。
I don't want to be left behind on that glorious day.
我不想在那个荣耀的那一天呢，被留在地上。
And so may each of us say, Lord, I choose to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe on him. Please take me to heaven.
所以呢，主啊，愿我们每个人说，我选择相信主耶稣基督，我相信他，我要他带我去天堂。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.